June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan for people who are also intrigued by Rangers content. Fear not, we have plenty of baseball on the show as well. Even some college baseball because of the happenings of yesterday. But right now, a lot of people are interested in Cowboys content. Like, I get it. If you're one of those Cowboys fans that you still love the team, but you think this season is already preordained, you know exactly how it's going to end up, or more or less how it's going to end up. As a lifelong Cowboys fan, as is Corey, as is Alec, we all feel that pain. I think Alec probably more than us because he never even got to see them be good before the...
You've never seen a Super Bowl?
Decades nope. of mediocrity.
Man, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it happens, man.
So, I got some news. Maybe it will cheer you up, or maybe you'll default to they're still going to lose in the wild card round or not make the playoffs.
That's not me.
Okay, good.
I treat each season as a different season.
Okay.
Dax, can we discuss that real quick? This is a topic that I've actually kind of been on for a minute now before we dive into this. This is unfortunate. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, because you've heard, if you listen to Dak talk, he says this sometimes. Expect that each season for the fans is a new season.
Yep.
And unfortunately, he has 30 years of failure attached to him.
Yeah.
Because he's the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. That's the reality. But he's like, I don't understand why y'all don't give us a chance for this year. And every year, the Cowboys fans are like, because for the last so many years, y'all been doing this, this, and this. Well, this year's different. Well, that's what you said the last 5 years. And so that's a disconnect between... some of the Cowboys players, maybe even some of the Cowboys front office people, is that they think that each year you should just reset, give them the benefit of the doubt, and let them go about their business. But we've experienced this for so long.
For sure.
As a fan, we can't let that go. But I am trying to look at this year as I do try every year. I do kind of try to get into the it's possible because anything can happen in a season.
All right. So let's start then with Dak Prescott and the play action pass.
Thanks a lot.
What? Okay, well, Alec, let's start with Dak Prescott and the play action pass. So one of the things that we talked about, I think it was yesterday, was Shoddy maybe being more interested in getting the running backs involved in the passing game. So you look at hopefully a stronger running attack. I can't promise you that. Look, I have my own concerns about the running back room, but hopefully with a stronger running attack, which is also tied into the offensive line, and the addition of George Pickens bringing more speed, could that lead to more play action passing? Because that is something that the Cowboys and Dak are pretty good at. So let's go back to 2 years ago. Dak completed 68.7% of his passes while having the fifth most play action calls. So they had play action almost 28% of the time. Now, last year...
And how many... What was the percentage of completions again?
68.7.
Good number.
Yes, absolutely. Now, last year, it skidded down to 18.9%. Now, is part of that some of the injury concerns along with Dak that might have slowed him down before?
That's a bad number.
Yes, that is a big drop. Or is that just strictly a McCarthy thing? I know the argument's going to be, well, McCarthy was the head coach in 23 as well. You're right. But you saw a big drop.
Yeah.
And this is a quote from Schottenheimer. I believe it's Schottenheimer. He said, play action, something he's always loved doing. He goes, I think you can go back and the numbers are usually pretty good in run action, play action. That's probably any quarterback, right? You got to establish the run first. And then when you do that, you get the one-on-ones. All right. So CeeDee, if he's one-on-one, Jake Ferguson, George Pickens, when you can do that, you're going to have the upper hand. So I like that general philosophy. I know a lot of people will say, I'll wait until I see the execution in practice and like rock on. I get that. But I like the general philosophy of potentially going back to even 2023 levels of play action pass.
Yes. It's very easy to say the buzzword of establish the run.
For sure.
How do you do that? And do you have an answer?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think one of the things that they're counting on outside of Blue, Jamonte, Miles, I really think, and I've gotten the sense that they really believe the next level running back addition was Tyler Booker. You know what I'm saying? Like that what they did was they upgraded the baseline for any running back they're going to have by strengthening their offensive line.
They expect that BB and Guyton will be better.
So correct.
But you had a 1,000-yard rusher last year.
You did.
And you had a 1,000-yard rusher the year before, too, with Tony Pollard. Last year, you had a 1,000-yard rusher, and somehow that still was failing. Now, go back and look at how many times the Cowboys ran on first down. They became predictable. And
agreed.
It's not
just so agreed.
Establishing the run means putting fear in somebody that you are going to run, meaning they need to bring somebody into the box because they are afraid that you're going to. And once they do that, then Dak can go, now I have found the person to beat. And when you bring that person in the box, usually it's a safety that you're bringing down. Or maybe you bring that nickel corner over, and that safety has to roll over and cover somebody in the slot. And that exposes another safety to be single high. And now that gives Dak one-on-one coverage on the outside for somebody. That's when Dak's at his best, when he has one-on-one coverage with one of his receivers. And with George Pickens, that's going to be even better. Because with CeeDee Lamb, he knows, if I got one-on-one for him, I win. And he's going to feel like, if I got one-on-one with Pickens. So that's going to set up that he has that option on either side. If the run is feared. If it's not, which a lot of times the Cowboys last couple seasons or last year, it was, we know they're going to run on first down. They might run on second down.
Right.
We know we can stop their run on first down without even having to bring somebody down into the box. Nobody really feared their run. And
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Takes 3-4 games to actually instill that into an opponent, because when you've done it successfully a couple times and now it's on film, they know when they line up in this formation, we need to get somebody down in the box. So yes, Kevin, the buzzword of establishing the run means you have to be successful at it over and over and over, but you can't be predictable. And that's something that McCarthy's offense fell into way too many times, is the predictability of knowing they're running here, and then they're throwing on third down. And you need the ability to say, we ran on first down, threw right. on second down, ran again on third down because we had an option. We had a short yardage situation. Or, you know what? We ran on first down, threw on second down, ran on second down, threw on first down. You need to mix it up and have the variety so that they're just like, again, just like a great pitcher, they never know what to expect. And so that's what the Cowboys didn't do well last year. I agree, though, having Pickens and CeeDee Lamb gives Dak Prescott better opportunities. Now he doesn't have to force it to CeeDee Lamb whenever he gets the single high coverage from a safety because he knows he has Pickens on the other side. And that's when they have to choose their battle. Do we stop the run or do we stop one of these two receivers on the outside?
Yes.
It could be huge if the Cowboys offensive line can block it.
Now, I know part of the answer to this question will probably be it depends on how fast Revell's ready, how fast Diggs is ready. But do you guys like the concept of Deron Bland as the slot cornerback? Because a lot of discussion happened about that at OTAs in minicamp. But I think him being in the slot was more a product of Elam, Carson, Mukwamu getting a look at the outside. So I'm not saying like that's the plan for the Cowboys, but what do you guys think about the concept of one of those guys shows, hey, they're not too bad. What do you think about Deron Bland in the slot as the cornerback, or do you still prefer him on the outside?
We did have the, Alec, we had the benefit and luxury of having Jordan Lewis in the slot for so long, and he is the reason the slot position is so difficult for the corner and because it's so beneficial for the receiver is because you get the decision of going either direction. You can go right, you can go left, and not all cornerbacks are capable of just swiveling their hips and going that direction quickly. I don't know that Bland is. A lot of people last year kind of liked that idea, though, of him being there. And if he can do that, man, I'm all about it. If there's somebody else on this team that can turn those hips and get moving faster and is better in that area, but also physical enough to put their nose into the run game, because that's another part of the Nick. You're so close to the line of scrimmage that you have that ability, then I need the person that's most capable of it. If it's Bland, then I'm all about it, man. And he'll turn into one of those Rondé Barber types, dude. He's taking them to the house all the time.
Alec, do you have any preference or maybe concerns about Deron Bland in the slot, if that's the direction they're in? Again, I'm not saying it is, but it was something we got a sneak peek at to see how the other guys looked on the outside.
I don't think it's too out of left field to say that it's the obvious choice, at least for me, for him to play the slot, because I don't know if he's an all-world tackler, but I do think he has the want to play the run game and defend the run, but I do think he's the best athlete to play that position on the team right now. And he's the best build as well, because you could say if he was fully healthy right now, I think Revell might be the best athlete in that group, but he's huge. He's a big guy. I want a guy that can spin around, as Corey said, turn those hips. He can play either direction. He can run across the field. He can go from sideline to sideline, but he can be physical enough to keep up. And I think you saw the physicality enough in the record-breaking season. I think the ball instincts are there because he's going to be going against some quicker guys. So there's going to be some passes that are going to be floated out in front that he's going to be responsible for jumping and defending. So I do think that in my mind, at least today, until we get to camp and see what it really looks like, I think right now he's the obvious choice.
But what is, doesn't it matter if he really wants to do it?
Sure.
If he's like, no, I'm an outside corner.
I mean, look.
That's where the contract is, baby.
Then that can absolutely matter. I would point out, you just saw a huge jump in contracts for slot cornerbacks. But I understand his concern nonetheless. All right. Have you guys made peace with the fact that the Cowboys are going to carry three quarterbacks?
What? Are you kidding me? Oh. That makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, yes, move on.
I actually have Joe Milton, Will Greer are good options back there.
So the thought is that Will Greer would, and I know Bobby was opining about this in the morning show as well.
Nice word. That
Will Greer will be the backup, and you can't risk floating Joe Milton through to the practice squad because I would assume he would get picked up by somebody there. All right. So let's go off of that, because you run out of, the math works against you. You run out of roster spots really, really quickly. All right. Is there room for three quarterbacks and six wide receivers on this roster? Now, that would also include Turpin. Now, if you wanted to just magically redefine him as a special teams, that doesn't really help you out.
No.
But then you've got Cropper, Flo Noy, Paris Campbell, Jalen Brooks, Calvin Harmon. Like, there are a lot of people in that mix behind So you go with the idea of CeeDee, Pickens, Tolbert, Mingo, who I should have put him second, my bad. And then
Mingo?
Yeah. And then Turpin. So there's five that I feel like we would all be pretty surprised if one of those people did not make the roster. Can you manage six wide receivers and three quarterbacks without really hampering the depth that maybe some positions that you think you need it more?
So that's the problem. I think because of injuries at cornerback, you might have to go a little long there. And you saw the Cowboys have to do that a little bit last year, too. And you might be at five. Now, if you feel confident in your offensive line, you don't have to carry, you know, nine of them, 10 of them, then you're feeling pretty good. But I think cornerback's going to put you in one of those places. The other thing, and this is why I really want to talk to John Eberflus. I'm just joking. It's I know it's Matt Eberflus.
Was it Steve the first time?
Scott. I throw all sorts of generic names out for him. But with Eberflus, I don't know how much he's going to rotate his defensive line. So how many defensive linemen does he need? They brought in a bunch of random linebackers this offseason too. So I got to figure out exactly where he lands on that. Kevin, this is going to be, this is going to be a camp question for me.
Okay.
And this is going to come down to what he actually needs.
Okay. We might push some of this off because
quarterbacks is what you have whenever you have Dak on a team, I think.
Okay. Because I did still have questions about Moff on the practice squad, Deuce Vaughn, your swing tackle,
awesome.
Sanborn versus Kenneth Murray. So, like, we could talk about that maybe tomorrow if you want, or we could push it off. We got some time.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.